Okay, let's get started with Baba Basra Daf Lamed Tes as we continue here in Cheska Sabatim, and now we get into details of Micha'a, details of the protest itself that has been discussed, the lack of Micha'a creating the Chazaka, or the Chazaka being the Iker with the background of a lack of Micha'a. And yesterday we had the important Lashonos and Tosfos about why the Gemara keeps talking about a Micha'a Shelo B'fanav and not a Chazaka Shelo B'fanav. What comes first? What comes second? What's the cause and what's the application? What is the result? So that was an important day in Tosfos back on Amar Aleph, Lamaches Amar Aleph, Tibur Maslam Macha. But now we get into something that we haven't discussed yet, and that is what exactly has to be said for a Macha. What does the Marakama have to register as his complaint? So he asked the Gemara, Heichi Dami Macha'a. What is Macha'a? The Rashbam explains, we're talking about here, as we just said a few lines ago, Macha'a Shelo B'fanav. That's the type of Macha'a that we're talking about here. What must he say when he is not in the presence of the Machzik in order to make sure that he realizes that he is registering his complaint? Right, the Rashbam, Amecha'a Shelo B'fanav Ko'i, Depasikna La'el Dehavi Mecha'a. So what exactly does he have to say? So the Gemara has a discussion. Amar of Zvid, Planya Gazlanahu Lo Havi Mecha'a. If somebody just says, so-and-so is a Gazlan, he doesn't explain why, he doesn't go into any more detail, that's not good enough. That's not a Mecha'a if he just says that, because maybe he's just trying to malign the person. Maybe he's just trying to insult him and to ruin his reputation. That's not good enough. But Planya Gazlana, who? Deka'achilela Arai Begazlanusa. So-and-so is a Gazlan because he's eating my stuff. He's on my field. Next line, Ulamachar Tavana Leiladina, and tomorrow, in the future, I'm going to bring him to Bezdin, I'm going to bring him to court, Havi Mecha. That's a Mecha. And specify, he's on my land, and I am going to bring him to court. That is a Mecha, and that is what is required. The Rashbam here has two deos, whether that last line is needed. Right? We just went from saying one thing, he's a Gazlan, to saying three things. He's a Gazlan and he's on my land and I'm going to bring him to court. Do you need line three, or is that just extra? Line two is enough. That's two days in the Rashbam on top. Top line, V'ilo amar l'machar tavana le'bedina u'mafikna minei ela ploni Gazlan t'kachal arayba Gazlanusa bilvad. If you only say line two and not line three, harayu kenosei pagam b'chavero v'lo kamoser edus v'eina mecha. So the first day of the Rashbam is that you need line three. If you don't say, I'm bringing him to court, so it still could be just maligning, just saying something about another person, but not specifically registering a machat. That's the first day. And then the second day is that, no, that's line two and three really go together. And really, you could have just had line two, just saying that he's on my land, and therefore, that would be good enough. Right? The fourth skinny line. Avalim pirish, de ka'ochel arai begazlanusa. Right? When you say he's on my land, it's obvious. Hari micha machvas atzmo. Vehodia shakarka shalo. Machzik ba'avla. And he's registering that he's on my land illegally. Right? You don't have to say that. That's obviously the explanation of what is required. Those are the 2 days in the Rashbam. If you look in the Rashba here discusses, and others, Rabbeinu Yonah, also discuss what happens if the claim is not he stole it, right? Not always is the mecha, he stole it, right? We had the past couple of days, hava bina zamaskana is by a partial mecha. What if he says, he's eating fruit now, but it's really my land? So we had a hava bina that was a problem, kamash b'on, you could be moche b'miksas also. That could also be a mecha. Or he has it temporarily, but eventually it's going to be mine. So we've had that. So Rabbeinu Yoni here discusses, what about if it's not a case of gazlanusa, but it's a case of mashkon. It's a case of something else. Uman de machi al mashkona vi al hayore leperos, or he's my aris, we had a couple of days ago. He's my sharecropper. So what do you have to say there? Ein sarach sheyomar, even according, let's say, to the first opinion of the Rashbam, that you normally would have to say, and I'm going to take him to court, if it's not a case of gazlan, you don't have to say that. Because you know why? He didn't do anything wrong yet. It's not a case of a din Torah. Ein sarach sheyomar lamachar tavana lebedina. Dekivan shehu modeh sheochal aperos achshav bedin. Since he admits that the machzik now is not doing anything wrong yet, it's a mashkon. He's holding it until he finishes the loan. paying up the loan. El Shemocha Kidei Shelo Yachzik Matzorach Lomer Shitvena Bedin Halo Mistamahu Atmo Yachzik Lo Zasada Lo Matzor Mashlam Zimnei. We don't assume anything is going to happen that he's going to hold on to it. He's just registering it just in case. But we also know that there's a Cheskas Kashrus that the Machzik has, and therefore he doesn't have to threaten him. He doesn't have to say right now he's going to take him to court. Avok Kshu Yorid Begazlanus Al Asada Zorach Shiyomar Tavan Ale Bedina. Only when he goes in a state of Gazlan Gzei. So that is when it is a case of Tvana Labedina. It's also interesting that it talks about in the context of Gazla, not Ganav. Right? You might have said, like, why is this Gzela and not Geneva? Let's say the guy's not there. So usually we say, oh, if the guy doesn't know about it, it's Geneva. And if he knows about it, so unless you say that here it's Asid Lehizgalos because it's so public, so we call it Gzela because he's going to find out about it. But that's the result. The act, if the guy is not here, so is that called Gzeil or Geneva? We spoke about that at length in Baba Kama and other contexts, that it's not Dafka, private or not. That is what the Gemara says in the end of Merubah, but there are also other elements, as we've said, in terms of conceptual analysis. All the cases where there is no Maisa, right, so that we say that's Gzeila, not Geneva. Shol Shalomidas, Hakofer Bepikadon, Hasholeach Yad Bepikadon. All of those cases, the quasi-Gazlanim cases, are exactly that. They're quasi-Gazlanim, not quasi-Ganavim. Because we said, from Reb Chaim, based on the Rishonim, that Gzeila is about the Hefsin Mamon, not so much about the Maisa Gzeila. Where the Geneva is about the Maisa Geneva. Well, Gazela is about the Hefs and Mamu, and that's why the Gemara talks about Goneva Manasla Mekat. If I do Geneva just to tease, even though I'm going to give it back in 5 minutes. But that's Asim Mishum Geneva. That might not be Asim Mishum Gzela. It's not quoted by Gzela because there's no Hefsin Mamon. You're going to give back in 5 minutes. Is the focus the Maisa? Is the focus the Hefsin? So here, maybe being Machzik in somebody's Karka, is that really a Maisa Gizela, Geneva, that's Hefsin Mamon, eventually is going to turn into it, or especially these types of cases where he took it beheter and now it's just going to lead to, I'm not going to give it back, so then that fits in, that it's Gizela and not Geneva, because it wasn't really fully a Maisa that was non-halachic at the first moment, but eventually it's going to turn into that. And that's why it might be Gzela and not Gedeva. But either way, Rabbi Yonah says right here that if it's any of the other claims of Mashkon, there's nothing wrong being done right now, so then that would not require I'm going to take him to Din. And Rabbi Yonah, the Rashba also discusses this here. V'hadafka ela b'mechad de gazlanusa, avo b'mechad de mashkanta, v'schirus u'mechiras peros, eino tzarech, ela kosh amre planya Ochal Karkoi Betaras Mashkona Umacharas Alkenu Havi Machab. Who might argue on this? The Rambam. The Rambam might argue. The Rambam's lashon is V'chein. Im here in Toi V'nitan Yud Aleph Zayin. Im Amar Lahem Schurhi Biyado is rented out. O Mashkona V'im Yiton Alai Shemacharti Onasati Ani Tovea Oso Bedin. Rambam has that lashon. Even in the case of Schiris and Mashkon. And if he doesn't give it back to me, I'm going to take him to court. So then Rama might understand that line is required, even in the case of Heter, even in a case where there's nothing being done wrong yet. Okay, so that's Mecha.
For any Aris, the Rambam would say that at the beginning of the suit, that the...
So it depends on the land. It depends how long it's going to be for. If it's less than 3 years, he doesn't have to say anything because he's going to get it back before that anyway. And the responsibility to hold on to the shtar. But there are other requirements, right, that exist. Says the Gemara, Omar, what happens if he says, Lo Tem Rulei? What if the Ma'ar'er says to the Edim, don't tell anybody? Lo Tem Rulei. He says, don't let anybody know. So, my, what is that considered a iror? Because we know part of the iror is that it's going to reach the ears of the machzik, and then the machzik is going to be mizdahir b'shtare. What if he says to the edim, don't tell anybody? Machlokas for Amar Rav Zvid, ha kamerle lo temerle. He said, don't tell anybody. So Lamaisi has said, don't tell anybody, so it does not count as an error, because we trust that the Edom will not tell anybody. Rav Papa Amar, no. Lidi de lo temerle, lachrini emerle. Lahu. He's not going to tell the machzik. That's how the Edom understand that we're not going to tell the person specifically, but we'll tell other people. We're not going to keep a secret, and therefore, a chaver islay. We assume he's going to find out about it. The friend has a friend, and therefore, they're not going to keep it a total secret. So it would be okay. Look at the top Tosas. Tosas says Nira Lari de Rav Papa. This Rav Papa who says that people are going to find out about it. Isle Shapir de Shmuel de Amar Leal Micha Bifnei Bnei Adam Shein Yicholon Lomar Lo Lo Havi Micha. This Rav Papa who says Chaver de Chaver is like it still work with Shmuel, who says earlier that if you tell people that cannot transfer, they're lame, they're going somewhere else, so that is not a mecha. What do you mean? Chaver Chaver Islay. Even if they can't get there, why don't you say Chaver Chaver Islay? To Hasamari Becholav is Zakain. Shelo Olam Yolo Yelech Lamakam Shemachzik Sham. There it's impossible. They're not going. They're not moving, and if they don't tell anybody, and they're not moving, so you don't say chaver chaver islay. Aval hacha yelchul makam amachzik v'yagidu l'bnei ha'ir v'yomru lo v'av yimechah. And therefore, it could very well be that they'll find out. You don't have to say that Rav Papa is arguing on Shmuel. The Rush here argues. The Rush says, no, Rav Papa holds like Rav. And that's the reason that we hold like Rav, because Rav Papa holds like Rav. Even though usually Halacha Kishmuel Bedini says the Rush here, because Rav Papa is following the Shita of Rav, that you don't always say chaver chaver islay. So then, that's why we would that would influence the reasons for the psak. If you look in the Chashuk Yechemet here, he has a case talking about the following. If you don't know about it, right? Don't tell anybody. She'ela etzem nidon mut ha'im mutar lahaklit as divrei chaveru mibli sheyeda v'yargish. Right, if I, let's say, not a case where you tell me not to, the opposite. You don't know that I'm recording. Am I allowed to record your words without your knowing? For a purpose. Stam to use against you, you know, to be mazik you, that for sure is usser. But, right, what would be the isser? He says, v'hafzarecha kamocha, gnevas das, remedi. Well, let's say there's a certain purpose why I'm recording it. Let's say it's a Rebbe who's giving me advice. He doesn't know that I'm recording. He's giving me a bracha. Am I allowed to record the bracha that the Rebbe gives me without his knowing? So he says, Lefamim anashim holchim l'rabanim, l'tzadikim, u'maklitim divrayim esberchoseim, em'yesh lohaniach, shaharabanim lo makpidim, mutter. If you could assume that they're not so makpid, then okay. V'im musupakim yesh lehimana. But if you're not sure, they might not want this to be public or recorded. You're not allowed to. K'mochein adavar barur. Surely you can't unless you're being matzel yourself. Let's say you're in a din Torah. There are specific limited cases that one should definitely ask a shayla before one does it. But that's a case of the opposite, that you don't know that I know and I am recording it. Once heard a shayla, someone once told me that there was a certain rav that gave unbelievable shal shudas Torah. Unbelievable shal shudas Torah. And he was had a very long Shalosh Shudas, and really he started speaking at Shalosh Shudas about the time that many other people in the crowd didn't hold it with Shabbos anymore. Right? So the Shaila was, could a person who wants to record it, right, the Rebbe is having Tosefa Shabbos, but, you know, I can say Baruch HaMav the Mekodesh Lechol, get my recorder, put it under the table, and nobody will know, and I'll record his Divrei Torah from Shalosh Shudas. Right? So is that allowed? Right? If it's in public, for sure, it's a Zilzul of Shabbos. What if nobody knows about it? What if nobody knows about it? So the answer is probably it's also usher. You know, it's still Shabbos in this shtiebel, and you know you're gonna record something. It's not appropriate, and therefore it's still a zilzul for the ones who still have Shabbos, even if it's l'shem shamayim. I want to hear the Torah and l'chora. It's a problem. Again, that's not a psak, but l'chora. That's what we would assume. Okay, so that's the first case that we have here. If the ma'arer says, don't say, lo tamru le. So what about the following case? Amru le, lo amrinam le. What if he, the ma'arer, doesn't say anything, but the edim say, you know what, we're not going to tell anybody. Amru le, lo amrinam le, say machlokas. Amr of Zvid. Zvid is a very big believer that people are going to keep their word, whether to say or not to say. Amr of Zvid, haka amru le, lo amrinam le. They said they're not going to say, and therefore that's it. This is not called a mecha'a. Rav Papa Amar, Lidide, Lo Amrinam Le, Lachrini, Amrilahu. They're not going to tell the machzik, but they'll tell other people. And chaver chaver islay v'chaver the chaver islay. Good. Same machlokas. Again, this machlokas might be, what's the machlokas? The nekudas machlokas between Rav Papa and Rizvid. It might be about, you know, people's veracity, the veracity of people's claims. That might be, or it might be about mecha'ah and chazakah. Right? Similar idea. If you poke some holes in the mecha'ah, you know, how central is that? That, you know, the whole thing will fall apart. Or do you say really the chazak is the ikur? And as long as he says anything, even if it's very shaky, whether he's even going to find out about it, you know, if he was here for 3 years, that already could create something. And, you know, the macha is not the ikur, again, without getting into the details, but it might be, again, a baba basra machlokas, it might be a ne'emonis machlokas in general. Case number three, Omer Lahu, he says to them, Lo tefik l'choshusa. What does he say? Don't open your mouth. Lo tefik l'choshusa. Right, Rashbam, second wide line. Lo yetze davar mipichem. Demashma, lo lo, v'lo la'acherim. He says, don't open your mouth. And he's, how could, you know, Rav Papa say there that he means, oh, he's not going to tell this person, but the other person. Lo tefik l'choshusa. Omer Zvid hakamer, lo tefik l'choshusa. There's no machlokas. There, a puppet doesn't say being flexible, because there he gave specific instructions, don't open your mouth. Don't tell anybody, and therefore we assume that they can keep a secret. Amrule, same thing. Lo mafkina chusa, the other way. If they say we will not open our mouth, Amr Rav Papa, even Rav Papa says here, Hakamrina le lo mafkina chusa. Right, they said, right, we're not going to open our mouth. So Rav Papa would agree there to Rav Zvid. But Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua Amar, no, maybe not. Kol milsa de lo ramya le de inish. Things that people don't focus on is not always on their mind, right? If it's not, I'm not the party involved. I'm a side agent, so you don't focus on, and therefore, it could very well be that they're gonna open their mouths at some point. And therefore, you could say, even in this case, it is called an iror, and therefore it would ruin the chazaka. That's an important principle that comes up in many different contexts in halacha, right? Where I have to focus on something, fine. But if it's not my responsibility to focus on something, then we don't say that I focus on it. There is, even if you think about it, a dvara hashkafa, the chachmas hamatzpun, one of the Bali Amusar, says in Parshas Vayigash, you know, think about this in a deeper sense. Things that we don't focus on, we're not going to focus on. And we're not going to properly realize what we're involved in. Yesh b'china ladas be'ezah matzav adam omi beruchnias. This is today's hashkafic musr moment. Says the chokmas hamatzvun. Right, there's a way to know if a person is omid in the world of ruchnias. Chazal say, as we know in Perkei Avos, olam hazeh domo lepruzdar, b'fnei olam haba, haskin asmecha b'pruzdar kadeshi tikanis l'traklin. We have to realize that this world is a hallway. This world is not the party yet. The party is yet to come. The whole world is a hallway. Pruzdar hu atafel l'traklin shu ha'ikir. And we have to realize, imagine you go to a wedding, and you get all dressed up, and it's amazing, and you go into the hallway, and you see, you know, the place cards, table, and you see the some hors d'oeuvres, and amazing, and then you go home. You missed the ikur. You just went to the hallway. You thought that was the goal. So we're in the pruzdar. We're in the pruzdar of the Mishnah of the Pirkei Avos. Kol atzmo shel pruzdar lo nazar rak de lasaki nazar lo si to kadis the chocolate. Vizei zui avodaso shel adam. Shelo yachlif laso says ha ikur la tafel the tafel la ikur. Ela yashiv li bo benafsho. Put it ramya anafshe, and then it could be a daite. If I don't focus on this mission in Pirkei Avos, then it's lava daite. I'm not going to act in a way that I realize that, right? Because it's not on my mind. Only what I focus on is something that I could, you know, be hopeful that I will achieve my goal. V'zuei abechino l'ros b'hanagaso shel adam ma etzlo ikur u'ma etzlo tafel. V'klal zeh nakot b'yadcha shekol shetireh bo ki ha'ikur etzlo olam haba yoser michaveiro b'chino zos hu omid b'malo gavo yoser mimenu. And that's what we can realize. And that's what Chazal say. Kol milsa d'loram yale de'inish l'avadayte. Right? You don't need the chachmas hamatzpun, right? 200 years before him, the Ramchal. That's one of the earliest messages of the Ramchal in the Mesillas Yesharim. Right? What did the Yitzhar try to get us to do? Not think. Not focus. Just go. What's the first midah? Zahirus. Zahirus means just to stop and think and have a cheshbon, cheshbon ha-nefesh, whether it's weekly, monthly, or the Mishnah Berurah quotes. And in the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, Reish Nun around, Reish Mem Tes, around the Siman about doing things on Erev Shabbos. He quotes that the Baalei Musar say that every Erev Shabbos we should do tshuva. Right? We get our Neshama Yaseira, we should have a Cheshbar and Nefesh. It means Zehirus. It's all about Kol Milsos Lo-Ram Yalei Dinish Lavadayte. If I don't focus on it, I'm not going to do it. But the more I focus on it, the more I realize that step one in the Brisa that the Milsos Yaseira is based on is Zehirus. Thinking, focusing, just stopping, you know, so that itself would be a huge step in the direction of realizing that life is the Prusdar and we are building up to the Troklin. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, again, this yisod is used in many different tshuvas. It's used in Yaradeya, right, if it's my job to be a mashkiach. It's used in other contexts. There's one tshuva Rav Moshe has, talking about in Choshe Mishpat, this is in the one of the posthumous, in Chela Gimel of Choshe Mishpat, Simin Vav, says in Moshe, Mistaver Shebe'edim Lo Amrina Milsa de Loramia Lavadaite. To Bechol Makomos, we find where this principle is only by Ba'ale Dinim. That's generally where this principle is. He says, V'yafilu B'baba Basra Daflamites. Here, where does the principle apply? Ein Zeh Be'edim. Edim, we know specifically in court. Is this Edim? Edim on an error, ain't a be'edim ela b'derech stam inchi the darkayu l'saper mashe yodin v'shomin. Right, this isn't edus where you're going to witness something and go to court. This is something that you're told. And the question is, are you going to, you know, mention this sometime in your life? It's not about where you're focusing on something that you're going to have to testify in court. That's where we would say milsa de la rami alei de inish to be tamzeh mo ilu mecha de chaver chaver islay she'ez the inyan edus ala sipur dvar mitzad derka de inchi. But when it comes to edim, we don't say that. Edim witness something and then are they going to go to court and testify about it? It's cheses kashrus. That's two edim. Right? The Rambam writes in Ochzi Sodia Torah gzeres akasif two edim are is the best beerer. Right, and there's nothing better than that, even though they might be them. No, that's what we say. We don't say the principle of avadaitai when it comes to people who are coming to give testimony in court. Good. We continue. Omar Rava, Omar Rav Nachman. Says the Gemara now by the two dots. Rava says to the neighbor of Nachman, this is our girsa. We'll see what the importance is in a minute. Bez Hashem, but first let's read the Gemara. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Mecha Shelo B'Fanav Avi Mecha. A Mecha not in front of the Machzik is a good Mecha. It is worthwhile for the moche to be moche, and we assume that it will get to the machzik, right? That's what the Rashbam says here, that we could assume that he will hear about it. By the 10th line in the Rashbam, 10th wide line. V'lo be'inon she'yishaleach shlucho limchos b'fanav. He doesn't have to, and he doesn't have to send a shliach to be moche. Ela mikivan she'micha shalo b'fanav havi mecha. Once he's moche, wherever he is, that's good. Shahare yochla davar lavo la'aznav. And then, the Rashbam adds, we mentioned this Rashbam back on Daf Chav Ches, right, 11 blot ago. Says the Rashbam, V'yafilu lo yada ha-machzik micha'aso shama'arer, even if he doesn't know about it, even if he never finds out about it, lo chayshinan me'acher shemicha zeh kahogan. We don't have to worry that he'll never find out about it as long as we did a proper mecha. And even, it sounds like from the Rashbam, even if he never finds out about it, it doesn't matter. The mecha is a mecha, and as long as it's registered and aid to know about it, still, your chazaka is not going to be a good chazaka. Even if you say, I never heard about it, I don't have my shtar anymore, tough. I was ma'arer. I was moche, and that would be good enough. The Rosh says it beferish. If you want to look back in Simin Aleph, we discussed this back in Daf Chavches, the Rosh says, V'tiknu chachamim, shim yavi edim, sha'ach l'shaloshan, and b'shofi, she'in sorach l'harosh taro yoser, v'im edi ha-mecha, me'idim, shalo amr ha-mecha, l'shum adam, afilu hachi, havi mecha, t'kiva damr chachamim, mecha shalo b'fana havi mecha, v'samchu al zed, m'stama yomur la'achirim. And even if they don't find out about it, right, that is the system that Chazal set up, once the mecha takes place, even if you know for sure that it didn't happen. The Nemuki Yosef's formulation is also the system that was set up was a chazaka with shtika of the marakama. Here, there's no shtika of the marakama, right? That's the formulation, and therefore, you know, it's good enough, right? If you formulate it like that, it expands the definition a little bit. Yud Dalit Amin Aleph in the Dafi Arif. Says the Mukhi Yosef, after quoting this din from Rabbeinu Yonah, even if you don't find out about it, it's okay. V'nira ta'amo, dekiva delo zacha b'chazaka zu, elo mishum, dekiva de islay l'haylim chuyiv lo macha, amrin et vale zavna. Kiva shemacha, ve'en lo l'drach l'im chaz v'fanav, lo amrin et zavna. Right, he says, because he didn't fulfill the shtika that Chazal created in the system. So that's what Rava says in the name of Rav Nachman. Machash lo b'fanav havi macha. Eisne Rava lo Rav Nachman. Whoa. So now Rava asked Rav Nachman. Rava just quoted Rav Nachman. Eisne Rava lo Rav Nachman. So Rava asked Rav Nachman. Amr Rav Yehuda. Didn't we learn in our Mishnah? Lo amru shalosh shanim ela kedei. She'eva spamya. V'yachzik shana. V'yelcho. V'yodiyu shana. V'yavol shana acheres. Remember, Behuda Shita, why do you need 3 years? Because maybe the Marakama is in Spain. Let him live in the land for a year to get there, a year to get back. What's clear from the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda? You need to do a Macha B'fanav. Why can't he just do it in Spain when he finds out about it? No, he has to schlep back. If you say you can just be Moche B'shalom B'fanav, why does he have to come back? Let him be Moche there. And you might ask, well, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. But as we know, the Gemara always likes to isolate factors. If Rabbi Yehuda argues on the time issue, we don't think he's arguing on the Macha issue. So he argues and says, a mecha, right when he sees it, he has to complain, right? Not 3 years later. Okay, he argues on that. But mecha shel b'fanav, we don't assume he argues. So therefore, here, Rabbi Yehuda is clear, he owes mecha shel b'fanav, it's not a good mecha. Why does he have to schlep back? Answer, really, he didn't have to schlep back. Really, he could have protested in Spain. Eitza tova kamash v'lan, but Chazal are just giving him a good advice. Denesi v'dishkal ara uperi. Let him come back and take his land and fruit to make sure that the guy gets off the land. But it's not needed, it's just an Eitza tova. If now, so what did we just do? We had Rava in the name of Rav Nachman, who said Mechash l'abafanav is a good Mecha. Then Rava asked the Kasha on Rav Nachman, and the Gemara gave an answer. Says the Rashbam, about the 12th line in the Rashbam. Really, the Afalgav de Osvei Rava l'Rav Nachman. It's very, he says, Hachi Garcia, and he has our Girsa. Even though Rav is quoting Rav Nachman, he's not talking to Rav Nachman. They're not having a conversation. He's quoting Rav Nachman and is asking on him. Isn't that a little unusual to make a statement in the name of someone and then ask the Kasha? Says the Rashbam, V'yavagav dosei Rav Lor Rav Nachman, Shitas ha-Gemara hi baharbi b'komos kein. This is what the Gemara does very often. V'achi pirusho. And this is how you should understand this Shaklavataria. Kishama Rava Mir of Nachman, Lahamilsa, Da Amrinan Ba, Amarava Amrav Nachman, Ese Achtiufta. When the conversation took place, he didn't ask him. When Rava was with Rav Nachman, Rava Talmud of Rav Nachman, he asked him, V'Rav Ashi Shesider Gemara, Hu Dika Amar Amarava Amrav Nachman. Rav Ashi put together, when he was beside the Gemara, he formulated it like this, Amarava Amarav Nachman. Even though it wasn't that he heard it in that way. Right? Rav Ashi was the Masadr of the Gemara. When he put it together, he formulated all conversations and shitos in specific ways because he knew that this is the formulation of what needs to be in the Gemara. Remember, we had from the Hashem the Vilna Gaon, that Rav Ashi was the... He knew the magic of Torah Shebaal Peh. He was the Masader. Remember, even the Lashon Gemara, the word Gemara. Gemara, the Gemara sometimes quotes. Gemara means the Masorah, the transmission. But Gemara also might mean that when Rav Ashi finished formulating the Gemara, he sent it up to Shemayim to make sure that this was it. This was the ultimate source of Torah Shebaal Peh. And it was brought back down with Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel. The four Malachim brought this back down. Rav Ashi, you got it. This is it. And that's Rashi Tevis Gemara, says the Vilna Gaon, and that's what he was. Or here too, we have an example where Rav Ashi took a conversation and formulated it in a certain way in order for it to last. La'adayad, again, the source of all Gemara. And we know also that this Rav Ashi was a major halachic stage of the Misora. Right? The Rama writes in Choshe Mishpat, based on the Gemara we had at the end of Mamatsia. The Rama writes in Choshe Mishpat, he gives the lashon. What happens if someone wants to argue on the Gemara? Says the Rama, No way. You can't argue on the Gemara. Says the Rama. Yesh Omen, Simin Chaf Hei, in Hilchos Dayanim, Dim Nir El Dayan, Ula B'nei Doro, Mikoach Rayos Mukhrachos. If it appears to a Dayan, based on, you know, on Chassam Sofer, right, Reb Kiva Eger, She'ena Din Kamoshuska Reposkim, it's against what it says in the earlier Poskim, Yachalach Lokalav, you could argue, Me'achar She'eno Niskar B'Gemara. As long as it's not in the Gemara, you can't argue on the Gemara. What's the source for that? So the Gra on that simon in Shulchan Aruch quotes: "Tiala Gemara ain rishus lahosif v'lo legroa kol shekain lachlok." Can argue on the Gemara. Kamo shekatzav the Perek Hapoalim, like it says in Bava Metzia, Ravina v'Ravashi sof hora'a. What does that mean? Even though in the context of the Gemara, it seems to be somewhat of an agadata, a not halachic statement, the Gra takes it as a statement that means you can't argue on the Gemara. An Achron could argue on a Rishon. But a Rishon cannot argue on the Gemara. The Gemara has a special status, and therefore, once Rav Ashi put it together, done, finished, that is a stage. Not only was the Ksivas HaMishnah a special stage, which we've spoken about in the past, but the Stimas HaTalmud as well. That's also amazing tshuva that the Nodav Yehuda has in Eved Ezra and Siman Ayin Tes, where he was asked about the tzava of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, the will, where you have some things in the will that seem to go against the Gemara, right? A father-in-law and a son-in-law with the same name, two brothers marrying two sisters. Shouldn't do, even though some Amoraim, you have two brothers marrying two sisters. You have a number of items there on the list that's against the Gemara. So says the Nodav Yehuda, I'm stuck. What am I supposed to do? I have one of two choices. Either I could say that the Sefer Chassidim, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, was not one of the Baalei HaMesorah, because you can't argue on the Gemara, or I could say that he was one of the Baalei HaMesorah, and he didn't mean this to be Nalacha. He meant this for his own family, because he saw, Baruah Kacho, that these Zivukim would not be Olim Yafe in his family. But in that Lashon, he says, you can't say that if you argue on the Gemara. Right? If you argue on the Gemara, you're not one of the Baalei HaMesorah. That was his Lashon that he has in the tshuva. She'ein l'kol chachamim she'achar ha-talmud reshus lomar davar neged ha-talmud v'omer davar l'star kutso yud midivrei ha-talmud lo yechashi b'chal chachmei Yisrael. If I say one tiny thing against the yud, the tip of a yud, I'm not one of the chachmei Yisrael, and therefore you have to figure something out here to say that he just meant it for his family. This idea is also used, just one more point, and then we'll continue, by the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav in Parshas Vayeschanan, in the little Griz Ala Torah, he quotes from Rav Chaim Yivalashin, it's really Rav Chaim Yivalashin, who quotes, sometimes we learn the Mishnah of Pirkei Avos and we get a little scared. The Mishnah says if we forget something from our learning, we're Chayim Misa. That's pretty scary. You know, we all forget things. How are we supposed to understand that? So there are different pshatim. You know, if I forget things on purpose, if I could have learned it better, and I didn't. But the Brisker Rav quotes Rav Chaim Yivalashin, who says, no matter what pshat you give, this was talking about up until the Chasimas HaTalmud, when Torah Shel Alpeh was really Balpeh, and therefore if I forgot something, it was lost totally from the Mesorah. That's where we say Mischayev B'Nafsho. But now we have Torah Shel Alpeh, the basic Torah Shel Alpeh written. If I forget a Chiddush, okay, I forget a Chiddush. But really, the Iker is there based on the Ksivas Ravina and Ravashi put it down, and that is, we don't have to worry about, and we still have to try our best to remember Torah, but it doesn't have the consequences that it had earlier in history before the Gemara was written down. But how do we get into all of this? The Rashbam, who highlighted for us that in this Lashon of the Gemara, Ravashi put it together, and he formulated it as Rava in the name of Rav Nachman, and not just Rav Nachman, and then Rav asking Akasha on him. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, last skinny line, Mida Kamosev le Rava le Rav Nachman, from the fact that Rava asked Akasha to Rav Nachman on his statement of Micha Ashalo Bafana Havi Micha, Micha Adolo Sviroli, the Micha Ashalo Bafana Havi Micha. Sounds like, because Rava asked the question, it must be that he doesn't hold that. It must be that Rava holds that the Micha must be done in front of the person. But Fahama Rava, but Rava says, Micha Ashalo Bafana Havi Micha. Rava says it can be outside. So Basav the Shamayim Rav Nachman Savra. So he changed his mind. After he heard it from Rav Nachman, they changed his mind that he could even have a Macha Shelo Befanav. Ashkachinu Rav Yossi Bar Chanina L'talmidav de Rav Yochanan. Rav Yossi found the students of Rav Yochanan. Amar Lohu. Mi Amar Rav Yochanan. Micha Abakama. Did you ever hear another statement? Another Chiddush, right? This day, today's daf is all about Micha. Hey, number one, what does Micha constitute? What do you have to say? Number two, Bafanav v'shalo Bafanav. Number three, in front of how many people? Do you have to be mocha? Did you ever hear Rabbi Yochanan say in front of how many bekama? So machlokes, what the Rebbe said. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan mecha b'fnei shnayim. Rabbi Avo Amar Rabbi Yochanan mecha b'fnei shlosha. Machlokes, whether it's two or three. What's clear? What about one? What about in front of one? Sounds like nobody says that's good. Right, that's not edus. It has to at least be edus. The Ramban asks, what if it's in front of one and the machzik? Is that good enough? If it's in front of the machzik without edim, so then there's no way to prove it. But what if it's in front of one and in front of the machzik? Says the Ramban, that is not good enough. That's not good enough. That's not called a mecha'a. Right? He starts off as a misupik about it. Misupikani b'mecha b'fanav u'b'fnei echad im mecha'ahi ki shema yachol zelomar me'achar shlomachita bi ela b'fnei echad b'hayiti yachol lachpar lo ezdar b'shtari. The guy could say, I was only in front of one. So I knew I could, I wasn't zari my shtar because you don't have any edus to back you up. That's the Ramban. If you look in the Rush here, the Rush argues, the Rush says, no, the guy knows about it. You said it in front of him. The Rush here in Simin Lamid Aleph. Emicha b'fanav af below edim v'humode b'mecha'a lo havi chazaka. What if there are no edim? If it's b'fanav, you don't need edim as long as he admits to it. The treilas sadusa be'inon v'ari u'mode u'delo kamosha katzav haramban da'afilu emicha b'fanav u'b'fnei edecha lo havi mecha'a mishum migo v'lesa. The Rush argues on the Ramban. Delo shayach lahaskir kan migo d'hayelo lizar b'shtaro kiven d'yada shed emicha. And then he quotes from the Ravid, Hoda b'fnei shtayim dafka, aval hoda b'fnei eid echad, lav hoda yiklau, v'yafilu omer lo ata, eid demili dekdininhu, hal v'yikafar lo machay mamona apumei, hilkach mishatuhu bach, v'im kafar lo mishtave. Okay, different dayas about anything less than two. The Shulchan Aruch here has two dayas about this as well, in Simin Kuf Mem Vav. But anyway, so what's this machlokas about, two or three? Different versions of what Rabbi Yochanan said. So lema b'derabba barafuna kamiflagi. Maybe they're arguing about Rabbi Barafuna. Damar Rabbi Barafuna. Rabbi Barafuna says kol milsa divis amra ba'api tlasa. Anything that's said in front of three people, less ba misham lishna bisha, is not lashon hara. That's called public if it's said in front of three. So man to amr b'fnei shnayim, the one who says that it has to be in front of two people, less nay Rabbi Barafuna. He don't hold of it. They don't hold of Rabbi Barafuna because two is good enough. Right, it's good enough. Umadar and Bifne Gimel is a Rabbi Barafuna. Right, it's good. That's the first possibility. The Rashbam here says, don't think that the Gemara is saying that making a mecha is lashon hara. The Gemara is not comparing mecha to be, oh, he's being masik on my field. That's not lashon hara. The Gemara is just using it as a dimyon. Says the Rashbam about the sixth, the 15th skinny line. This is not lashon hara. Right, this isn't the lashon hara. We're just using this for the principle of what's public. Right, two or three. We'll get back to that line, but first let's continue. So maybe that's what they're arguing about, two or three. So the Gemara answers no. Lo, dekule alma islo drab barafuna. It could be that they're arguing about other things. Maybe everybody agrees drab barafuna. Vahacha, meaning lashon hara. If it's in front of three, it's not lashon hara, which we'll get back to. Ez Hashem. Vahacha ba'akam iflagi. The machlok is between them is as follows. Man, damar b'fnei shnayim. According to the one who says two is enough. Kisavar macha shalo b'fanav. Lo havi macha. Two is enough. Why? Because he holds macha shalo b'fanav. If it's shalom b'fanav, so then it would not be a good mecha. And therefore, explains the Rashbam, the kuli amislu b'drav rafuna, the kol gilui milsa lavi pachas v'gimel. Gilui milsa is never less than three. V'iyavi b'ina gilui milsa b'mecha, and if you need gilui milsa, you'd have to do it in front of three. Aval b'hachi pligi, this is the machlokas. According to the one who says, two kesavar shalom b'fanav lavi mecha, dekiban de'in mecha el b'fanav, since you're going to have to do it in front of him, then all you need is two. That's the gilui milsa. You do it in front of him with two, that's good enough. Back to the Gemara. Manda b'fnei gimel k'savar mecha shlo b'fanav, havi mecha. According to one who says three, you don't have to do it in front of him. Then you need three for the gilui milsa. That is the machlokas, potentially. Iba yisema, or a third possibility, dekuli alma mecha shlo b'fanav, havi mecha. Maybe everybody agrees you can do it shlo b'fanav. And therefore, Maybe that's why you would need three. But everybody agrees you don't have to do it in front of him. The machlokas is whether you need gili milsa or edus. So that sounds like an important line. The question is, so what does it mean? What is that line telling us? Or the Tosas Rid here says as follows: V'hai d'amar b'pnei shnayim savar taima d'chazakahu m'pnei shnei inyanim. The corner says, and two is enough, is because Chesed Gemil Shanim is based on two ingredients. Echad da'at lashnin mizdar b'shtari tfeilo mizdahir. Number one, 3 years is when you're not careful in the shtar anymore. And number two, the echad she'im lo kain kedivrei hamachzik hayelo lazeh limchos. If the machzik wasn't not correct, the guy should have protested. V'hashtika she'asa no senes hamastol lederei hamachzik. And shtika, not protesting, strengthens the words of the machzik. But if you're missing either one of these ingredients, meaning he didn't have gimel shanim yet, or he wasn't quiet, so then that ruins it. So therefore here, in front of two is good enough. It ruins one of the ingredients. He wasn't quiet, and therefore two is good enough. But the other opinion holds, even if you never heard about it. What about the other opinion? Umar sover taima dachazaka einu bepei davar echad. One ingredient. Mizahir bishtari alo mizahir bishtari. Because mancha davar ze yimsa afa pish in a maslo tainazam eminolai. And therefore, a mecha she mishaberes hachazaka beino shetihye gilui milsa shetuchawa hagia ba'azne amachzik vein gilui milsa ba'azim ishlosha. One ingredient. Ingredient is chazaka, and after 3 years I lose it. But if I hear about something, I'll be careful with the shtar. But that's only in front of three people, not in front of two. That's a lumdis of the Tosas Rid, two verses three. The line on top of less than Mishum Lishna Bisha, anything in front of five, so if you look in the, obviously, where would you look? In the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim in the Shmiras HaLashon quotes in the Ber Mayim Chaim five pshatim of he summarizes the Rishonim here. What does that mean? In front of three people, it's not Lashon Hara. So does that mean that, is that a major heter? So says the Chafetz Chaim, no, look at the five Rishonim, look at the Rashbam here. The Rashbam here is very limited. The Rashbam says, it means that if it's said in front of three people, if you hear something in front of three people, you could go tell the guy that it's said about it. And that won't be Lashon Hara. Very limited. Number one, the Rashbam. Or the Rambam. The Rambam Paskins. Ha-heter kishenomar lashon hara b'fnei shlosha anashim mutter le'echem en ashomim l'saper zos l'anashim achirim me'acher shedavar zeh asil l'hiskalos u'bilvad sh'l'hiskavim l'galos es advarim yoser. As long as you don't add in any editorial comments, you give exactly the information that was heard. Right? Tosfos says you're only allowed to repeat it if it's not clear that it's l'gnai. It's just a story. Maybe it's just information. It's not dafke lagnai. Rabbeinu Yonah here says, you know, it depends what your kavana is. Lamaisa, it's according to all of these shitos, the Chafetz Chaim says. So you can't add on anything. You can't, even in your expressions of how you say over the story, you have to be very careful about it. And it only applies where the three people are not Anoshim Yiri Elokim, who aren't going to tell everybody. And then he says, and then he says, this is in Hilchos Lashon Hara Klal Beis, Ostes. And also, you're not allowed to be mekabel lashon hara. So you have to say it over, even though you didn't believe it. How are you going to do that? Right? So based on all of this, says the Chafetz Chaim, it's very, very difficult to imagine that there's any type of heter here. He says, Re'eyachi, yesh lehisrachek mikula zusha kim'at ein l'makam b'metzias. Uveprat, sha'afi mitztarfu kala pratim gamkein sarach iyan. Im halacha k'dei azu. Acharish lodas harbi poskim, ein shum makar l'kula zu me'ashas. Right, where did he get this from? So Chafetz Chaim says, even if, everybody knows about it, it's not the greatest basis for a heter, because probably we'll express it in a way that, you know, is based on our own subjective understanding, and that would be a problem. And we know, obviously, Lashon Hara is so pernicious, right? The Ramban writes in Kiseitze, the mitzvah asay of remembering Miriam is a mitzvah asay of not speaking Lashon Hara. That's the Ramban in Parshas Kiseitze, Zachar Eis Asher Asa Hashem Lakech LeMiriam Lefi Daitishi Mitzvah Asay Mamish Yitzavim Mitzvah Asay Shenizkar HaOnesh HaGadol She'asa Hashem LeTzadekas HaNaviyah V'chulu, and she only did it L'Shem Shamayim, and she was a Tzadekas, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't care. All of these, but we have to realize it is a Mitzvah Asay, and the Rabban writes about this, Ashara Gadola Lihimana Mimenu Bein Begalui Bein Beseser Bein Miskavim LaHazik Bein She'ein Miskavim B'zeo Bechlal Taryag Mitzvos, says the Ramban. And the Rambam talks about this at length also in the end of Hilchos Tumas Aras. Okay, let's just finish up and continue. Gido bar miyomi havilei mechayasa limchuye. He had a mechad to do. Ashkachinu l'rafhunu l'rafchiyah barav l'rafchilkiyah bartovi davi yasvi umachi gamayu. He was moche in front of these three people. L'shana, the following year, hadar asa limchuye. He comes back to be moche again. Amrulei, he thinks he can do it, have to do it every year. Lo tzrichis, you don't have to do it again. Once in the 3 years is enough. Others say it wasn't all three that told him. One of them told him. Fine, that's the next yisod of mecha. Once in 3 years is all you need. Rish Lakish says, though, if you can't have a 3 year gap where you weren't mocha, you can't, yeah, every 3 years. Once in every 3 years, you have to. What are you talking about? Does a gazlan have a chazaka? What does that mean? Gazlan zakadaitach? You don't know he's stealing. You're suggesting. Ela, ki gazlan yishlo chazaka? Meaning it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan is saying, once you register the complaint, it should be on record forever that this guy went down as a gazlan. So why should you have to? But even though he says that, we don't pass in that way. Amar Rava hilchasah. You have to be moche at least once every 3 years, right? The Ritva says, because if you wait 3 years without being moche, then maybe that's kind of showing that the first mecha wasn't a real mecha, right? And you were just joking, or you weren't serious. So therefore, at least every 3 years, one has to be moche. Okay, we'll have to stop at Tani Bar Kapara. Tomorrow is jam-packed. A lot of Shas and Yanim coming up on tomorrow's daf. We will have to stop here and with Hashem continue. Again, there's a lot more about the Chafetz Chaim and about Tumas Saras, but we will have to stop for now.